This is Paul Tuthill, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief. Education and the military would take among the biggest hits in Massachusetts from the automatic cuts to the federal budget that are scheduled to take hold this week, absent a compromise between the White House and congressional Republicans. The White House Sunday issued a report that said sequestration, as the budget cuts are called, would result in about 7,000 civilian Defense Department workers being furloughed, reducing gross pay by more than $43 million. Funding for military base operations in Massachusetts would be cut by about $13 million. The mayor of Chicopee, Michael Bissonette, is concerned about the impact at the Westover Air Force Reserve Base, where more than 5,500 people work. The base put more than $240 million in payroll into the local economy last year.
My concern is that no one, whether it be in our own budgets at home, at City Hall, or in any small business, would agree to an across-the-board cut without prioritizing our national needs. It doesn't make any sense. It's almost like a child with a tantrum.
The White House said Massachusetts also stands to lose $13.9 million for primary and secondary education, putting 190 teacher and aide jobs at risk. 160 teachers, aides, and staff who help children with disabilities could lose their jobs, and 1,100 children would be dropped from Head Start programs. The White House report said Massachusetts would also see a $4 million cut in funding for clean water and clean air programs. Also on the chopping block are funds to support law enforcement, public health initiatives, job training, and meals for seniors. The numbers come from the White House Budget Office and several federal agencies. The state-by-state breakdown is intended to bring more pressure on Congress to act by Friday to avoid triggering a total of $85 billion in cuts that would take effect from March to September. Massachusetts Senator Mo Cowan believes compromise is still possible.
There's little that is impossible around these issues. We just need to sit down and have real, credible conversations about what it really is going to take.
Cowan, along with the rest of the all-Democratic Massachusetts congressional delegation, argues for what he calls a balanced approach to resolving the budget stalemate.
It's going to mean some spending cuts, but it doesn't need to be across the board. It needs to be targeted and thoughtful. Each of these line items have real people, real industries behind them. Doesn't mean that we can't make some cuts, but we got to be thoughtful about it. And obviously, you know, revenue. We need to keep in mind that we need more revenue to do the things we want to do. If we do that in a very balanced way and we have real honest adult conversation around it, we will get there. We will get there.
It's been suggested the states could move some money around to cover the federal cuts. Massachusetts fiscal leaders estimate state revenue will grow by $800 million in the next fiscal year without an increase in tax rates, according to State Senator Michael Knappich, a Republican member of the Ways and Means Committee.
And then we're also concerned about Washington, and it's anybody's guess what they're doing down there and how that will impact citizens.
Governor Deval Patrick warned over the weekend that the federal budget cuts could stall the state's economic recovery, which has been more robust than the rest of the country's. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.